Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 36. Always nice to be back with you. And if you remember, you can get in touch with us if you wish by sending an email to podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. We always love to hear from you with your feedback, comments, questions, or suggestions for future shows. Now, coming up today, I'm speaking with Shane Lowe about some new and innovative AI being used in two apps called Super Sense and Super Lighter. Stay right where you are. It's a great piece. Well, the world of artificial intelligence is expanding daily. There's lots of stuff out there. And a couple of weeks ago, we came across an app and a company called Super Sense. They're doing all sorts of innovative and interesting things. Shane Lowe is a member of the Super Sense team and joins us on the podcast today. Shane, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Stuart. Thank you so much, man. I'm really excited to be here. I love being able to interact with this country and this community any way that I can. So thanks so much.
Well, listen, great to have you here. Now, I know your company is in Boston, but we were just chatting off air. You're in Kentucky.
Yes, I am. The weather is almost the same. Okay. It's kind of discouraging, actually, because we're about 18 hours apart, and I really hope that it would be nicer here. It's not. It's really...
If it's any consolation, Shane, it's very cold over on the east coast of Ireland as well. So you know it's
I believe you.
February's a cold month at the moment.
It's a brutal month, man.
Listen, we'll talk all about Super Sense and Super Lighter and all the things that you guys are doing in a while. But I really was looking at the blog today on your website. And I was looking at some of the stuff that you've written.
You.
And I was kind of interested actually to start by finding out a little bit about you, because you are blind, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, I've got light perception. That's all.
Okay. And you're working with the Super Sense the Super Sense team, let's say, but you're also studying.
Yeah, absolutely. I am in my I have to count them now. I'm in my sixth semester of college, six of eight, getting my bachelor's in business administration. So I'm trudging through, as it were.
What's it like doing, because I presume you're learning remotely at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's
I don't trust my fellow college students at all.
I don't play. What's the experience been like? I mean, you're dealing with learning management systems, I'm sure. Are there any accessibility challenges being thrown up for you?
Oh, all kinds of stuff, man. A lot of business classes now, in particular, accounting classes, economics classes, they're using these inaccessible publisher platforms for all of the assignments, let alone business simulation. Ironically, the place that we're using for business simulation is the most accessible as compared to the homework and quiz websites with these different publishers. So I've had several little conflicts, little battles, as it were, trying to come to grips with these inaccessible platforms.
How do you juggle the pressures of study with the pressures of work and have a life at the same time? Because it strikes me from looking at the website, you're a pretty busy guy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. It's bad when that's a compliment. Here in the States, it's like the more you work, the more cool you are. it's a terrible standard. Help me break that mold if you want, anyone. I live by my calendar. So I always schedule everything, because that helps me remember stuff, because I have the worst memory if I'm flying without my calendar. I'm hopeless. But also it gives me a physical map of what's going on so that I can make sure to have room for my life. I really have more free time than I feel like I have, if that makes sense. I have more free time than it looks like I have and than it feels like I have, because I'm able to schedule those blocks of time in to have breaks or to, you know, have lunch with my fiance or just like do these things that are really important.
Yeah.
That also help me to work better when I'm back on the clock, because it's, you know, if you don't have time for yourself, if you don't have time to decompress, do what's fun, then it's going to be miserable. You're going to burn out.
Listen, how did you get involved then in sort of working with these guys, this very new company doing all sorts of exciting things with new technology when you're in college? How did that happen?
I got lucky, man. My fiance interned with them. Mediate is the company, and they're really incredibly community oriented. So they were starting to get feedback from blind people, because our co-founders decided that they wanted to work in the blindness field. And so they were getting feedback from people, and they wanted to really integrate more into the community. And so they were looking for a blind intern to kind of come in, give them the perspective, help them network, make connections. And my fiance was, her name's Precious, was the one that they hired. And after, you know, she's fancy. She's doing music performance and education. So she's busier than I am. So after about 6 months, 7 months there, you know, she was getting into her next semester, and it was getting really intense. And also the company was growing. We, you know, at that point we had put out SuperSense for Android. We were making a lot of new features, getting ready to develop SuperSense for iOS. So the company was growing tremendously, and they were putting a lot more on her plate. And she was like, listen, I have to work on my degree. And they said, do you know anyone who might be able to help us out? And she was like, well, as a matter of fact, maybe he can help you a little bit. And so that's how we got connected through her.
Okay. Well, it's great. It sounds like it was a really, really great thing.
I love it.
And you've been very active on the blog, and I highly recommend people check out the website, and we'll give all the contact details at the end of the piece. Shane,
thank you so much, man.
I want to look at what SuperSense is, and then we'll come on to SuperLIDAR maybe. But can you take us through, first of all, the SuperSense application and the type of things it can do?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you start SuperSense, either on iOS or Android, you know, they're both out now. They're both in sync with each other. When you start SuperSense, you're placed in smart scanner mode by default. And so what that lets you do is scan objects to identify those, short text like a business card, documents, you know, like your book pages type stuff, barcodes for products, and currency for banknotes, all without hitting anything. So we really want the app to be, you know, as simple as it can be for anyone to be able to use it, no matter how proficient you are with a smartphone. And so When you're in that mode, you're able to do a lot of the stuff right from the smart scanner. There's also two modes. There's the explore mode and the read mode. The explore mode has that object explorer, which I was telling you about a second ago, the object scanning. And essentially what that does is it lets you pan around and see the objects in your area. On that screen, there's also Object Finder, which lets you pick a category. So you can look for like seats and look for chairs and benches and things, for example. And then whenever the camera sees it, it'll just vibrate in your hand, and you can go and you can find it based on where the camera's pointing. The camera doesn't give you distances, because the iOS cameras or even the phone cameras in general don't measure distance accurately enough. That's the kind of thing that we're going to use Super LiDAR for, the distances. And then, of course, you know, on the reading side is where you have that quick read that's going to read anything instantly, a little bit lower accuracy. And then you have the document reader, and also the multi-page document reader if you want to scan longer books, reports, whatever. And it gives you some really simple guidance directions, you know, plain English, easy to follow, to help you get the best picture. And then, you know, as a result, because the picture is really good, we also have some really cool AI working in the background that processes the document really well. So usually I get like at maximum 2 errors per page with that. And there's just a ton of sharing options. There's a read history feature. So anything that you've scanned you can see it there. If you've closed out of something by accident, you can scan, or you can go back into Rehistory and see and share anything. You can save anything that you've scanned while the app was open. It clears whenever the app closes, just for privacy stuff. You can import photos. You can import PDFs up to 400 pages. All kinds of stuff. Lots of stuff you can do.
I purposely, by the way, have not installed this app yet because I wanted to ask all the probably stupid questions that maybe might be in other people's heads before cool. I go and do it, which I'm going to do after this show. I
like it. I like your perspective.
I just want to go back for a sec to the explore area. And I'm thinking of a time at the moment when we're all stuck at home. Unfortunately, none of us are going far at the moment, certainly not here in this part of the world anyway. Maybe in the US, you guys are a little more out and about. But
yeah, some of us are.
Yeah.
You could say out and about. That's a very kind way to say it.
but the whole idea of just being able to, like, you know, maybe you drop something on the kitchen floor. Is that where this might come in useful, to use the camera to find an object that might have fallen? Or are you looking for maybe the remote control on the table? Is that the kind of thing?
Yeah, you can definitely do that. You'll have varying results. You know, if you're looking for an earring or something, you know, that's really difficult for the camera to pick up.
Sure.
Because, you know, especially if it's fallen on a carpet or something, that's really difficult for it to pick up small things. But yeah, you can find a remote control on a table or on the ground. You know, you can find these kinds of things as long as there's a good camera angle for it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So Super Sense is in the Google Play Store and it's in the Apple Store.
Yep, absolutely. Super Sense AI.
SuperSense AI. Okay, how does the pricing work?
Sure. So when you install SuperSense, you get 7 days free, and then you can either subscribe for $5 a month, or I believe that's £5 a month as well,
mm-hmm.
or £50 annually, or £100 for a lifetime subscription.
Okay.
And the reason for that is a lot of people ask us, why do you charge for your app? You know, seeing AI is free. The reason that we charge so much is because, A, our community orientation, you know, I have this flaw of mine that I really enjoy being able to eat, you know, afford food.
Yes.
And so, you know, to be able to provide, you know, the tech support, the training, all the stuff that we care about, you know, the blog, we have to pay our people. And also, we have to pay our research and development stuff. That stuff is really expensive to be able to, because we're trying to solve these problems that haven't been solved yet by other programs, which means they're not easy to solve, which means the research is more expensive. So that's why we don't want to, you know, ideally we'd want it to be completely free, but
You did mention Seeing AI there just a second ago, and it is obviously a hugely, hugely popular app. Everybody has it. Well, certainly lots of people have it. I use it almost every day. But, I suppose if you were to differentiate them, am I right in thinking that the object detection is one differentiator?
Yes, absolutely. Object detection is a differentiation, as well as being able to search for specific objects. I don't think you can import photos or PDFs with Seeing AI. Certainly not 400 page PDFs.
Yeah.
You can, our document reader is a lot more accurate. Also, there's, you know, there's better guide instructions, so it's easy to follow. We have the smart scanner. We have the read history feature. And also SuperSense handles all of the lighting for you. So you set the flash mode to auto, and then SuperSense will handle all of the lighting automatically. And also from a privacy perspective, and this is a shot in the dark here, honestly. I haven't read Seeing AI's privacy policy. But for people who are more security-minded, we don't store anything that you scan. So there's no personally identifiable information that's being stored about what you scan. We don't store anything that you scan. I'm not sure if that's the case, you know, elsewhere. But that's definitely a benefit of SuperSense, that we're trying to make sure that everyone that we're using or that is using the app is secure.
Okay. And the great thing is that people can try this for 7 days and see if they like it, and then hopefully subscribe to whatever plan suits them best.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, that's Super Sense. I want to talk about Super LiDAR, and you have a really interesting blog post. And again, I really think people should go to the website. There's loads of great stuff on the blog, not just about Super Sense and all the stuff we've talked about today, but you've do some reminiscing about old software, which I really enjoyed reading this morning, by the way.
That was a lot of fun. I missed that stuff.
You've got some great stuff on the website. But I want to talk about LiDAR, because I suppose one of the things that was, I suppose, a big development in the iPhone 12 Pro and Pro Max, I believe, the presence of LiDAR. And can you maybe just explain to our listeners what LiDAR is, first of all?
Yeah, absolutely. LiDAR is actually really old tech. It's I believe it came out in the 1960s, but it's now, you know, LiDAR sensors are now equipped on the iPhone 12 Pro, the iPhone 12 Pro Max, and the iPad Pro. And what LiDAR does is it uses light waves to assess depth. And in that sense, you can really get spatial awareness, you know, in an environment. So the way that Super LiDAR works is it uses this LiDAR technology specifically to give you information about where you are in terms of obstacles and orientation. So it'll tell you an obstacle and how far away it is currently. It's a prototype. So we're currently doing a lot of research, talking to a lot of our users for Super LiDAR to see how we can improve it, because there's a lot of stuff that we want to do with Super LiDAR. This really could change the way that we navigate in a sense, because, you know, the cane and the guide dog are always the first priority. They're always the first most important thing to pay attention to, your own senses. But Super LiDAR gives extra information, you know, because the field of view on the cameras is amazing. So it can see about 15 feet ahead. And then, you know, if you're holding it at chest level, it'll be able to see above your head. It'll be able to see down, like where the cane, the guide dog would be, and off to the sides. So it's giving you a really comprehensive report of what's in front of you as you're traveling. And we're adding features to this. You know, this is our starting point with this LiDAR technology, and it's amazing.
I think one of the big challenges, Shane, at the moment, and one of the things that's on people's minds a lot, and I know certainly I am very conscious of it, when you do go out and about, or maybe you're going over to the local shop or store or whatever, and you're in a queue, and you're not really sure where the person is in front of you. In the olden days, pre-COVID, we could bump into someone, it didn't really matter. But now people are a bit anxious about this with, you know, your 2 meter distance and, you know, social distancing. Is this where you see a use for something like this?
Yeah, absolutely. Super LiDAR will tell you, you know, it can recognize people and also whether or not they have a mask, and it'll tell you how far away they are.
So this is available on the App Store already?
Absolutely, yep. Fantastic. Super LiDAR, two words, LIDAR.
Okay, so you have Super LiDAR and Super Sense, and obviously Super LiDAR only available on the App Store, not on the Google Play Store, because Android doesn't have that technology. Yeah, okay. Where's all this going? Because AI is very powerful, isn't it? I mean, we see so much now, and there's lots of people obviously doing stuff. What are you guys seeing in the future with all this stuff, or where would you like to be?
For me, you know, and based on some of the discussions that we've had, you know, we've had these hackathon brainstorm sessions that have been a lot of fun, you know, inside the company. And for me, the biggest goal that I think we're working toward is a universal navigation system with Super LiDAR. So the problem that you have with a lot of the companies, you know, a lot of the navigation apps that we have currently is coverage, because they either rely on GPS technology, which is, you know, accurate within 30 to 50 feet, 10 meters or so, or it relies on specific maps that either require help from a venue owner or, you know, a business owner, or, you know, a tremendous amount of money for the, you know, them to fly the developer in to map the area. You know, there's just these huge holdups that are never, and let me say that I really like some of these apps. You know, in no way am I criticizing these guys, but as a blind traveler, there's no realistic way that we are going to have close to universal coverage for navigation. So if I can't rely on an app to navigate anywhere, it makes it really difficult on my brain and on my phone's hard drive to store all these apps that have different maps of different places. Mm-hmm. So our goal with Super LiDAR is to make it universal, to get information and share it in such a way that it doesn't require help from, you know, it doesn't require anything from business owners, venue owners, or us. You know, we don't want people to pay us thousands of dollars to fly out and map their area. I feel like that's unreasonable. For them, it's a crazy high cost. We don't want to make our money that way. So we want to make something really universal.
I really like what you're saying about sort of a one app to do all, because exactly as you say, there are so many GPS apps out there. They're all very good for specific things, for certain things, but they certainly can add a certain degree of anxiety and stress, I think, for some people who may be traveling to somewhere for the first time and relying on some of that technology to get there safely. So I think if you can take some of that stress away in an app that will sort of do a lot of this stuff for you. And I think what I'm hearing is that's where you're trying to get to.
Absolutely. 100%. You know, our goal is just to make things easier, make things better for the community.
Okay. There's obviously a fair bit of excitement around Super LiDAR.
Thank you so much for that.
And Super Sense. What are your users saying to you? Are you getting good feedback from people?
We really are, man. The company has only grown. You know, we're still coming down off of this great holiday sale that we had, where everybody was, you know, was paying for Super Sense, which means we've got more money for the research and behind Super LiDAR. Super LiDAR came out several weeks ago, and we've been talking to a lot of users from there. We've got interviews booked for the next couple of weeks, just learning about people's experiences, what we can add to make it better, how we can make it more universal on the system that we have, before we really start jumping into mapping and full navigation kind of stuff. So we're taking those steps. We're getting closer.
Okay.
It's really incredible.
How can people go off and find out more and read that blog and hear all the great things that you guys are doing?
Absolutely. So you can get the updates from our social media, Facebook and Twitter. We're SuperSense AI. You can also see supersense.app. That's our website. It's got our newsletter on it. That's where the blog is as well. And you can get in touch, of course, through SuperSense. You can request a call on SuperSense or Super LiDAR if you want to talk to me. We can have a conversation about your suggestions, any help you need, any feedback you have, any ideas. Want to hear all of that stuff.
Shane, you're one of the, seriously, I have to say this, one of the truly good guys. I've thoroughly enjoyed this chat, really enjoyed chatting to you. So thank you for taking the time. Let's stay in touch, because I'd love to sort of see where
Absolutely.
All this is going.
Please, Stuart, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate the kind words. The goal here is to connect with people, to make actual problems better for actual people. You know, that's what we want to do. So thank you so much for having me on, for just having an authentic conversation. It's hard to find them sometimes.
Well,
so
thank you. I appreciate
that. Of places.
And obviously, thank you for being an innovator as well for the community of blind and low vision people. I think it's people like yourself and your colleagues who keep the flag flying for us all. So thank you.
I work for the innovators. They do the fancy stuff. Thank you nonetheless.
Good stuff. Listen, stay safe and stay well, and hope to catch up with you soon.
You as well, man. Thank you so much for the platform.
Many thanks to Shane Lowe there. Thoroughly enjoyed catching up with Shane. Really, really nice guy. Sincere, nice guy. Lovely to hear all the innovative things that he and his colleagues are doing to make AI really useful. for those of us with low or no vision. So thank you, Shane. We'll definitely stay in touch. Lovely to talk to you. And remember, Super Sense and Super Lighter are available now on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Of course, Super Lighter only available on the App Store on the iPhone 12 Pro and 12 Pro Max or the iPad 12 Pro. Now, that's just about it for this edition of our show, but we're back soon. Until then, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight & Sound Technology, stay safe and stay well, and please, for the moment, stay at home. Bye-bye.